Many Chinese adoptees are now becoming young adults. Some of them turn to their parents to answer questions about their past. Lydia Nasser wanted to find the answers on her own. And in 2014, she did just that. Radioactive's Jack Paradise has more.
Lydia and I are sitting on a couch in my living room. My laptop is open. Facebook is up.
Look at that, was me. Oh my god.
You had bangs.
I think that's going to the Great Wall. That's going to the Great Wall.
Even though we've lived only a few blocks away from each other our entire lives, and over the years we've had many mutual friends, Lydia and I didn't meet until high school. She turned 19 just a few weeks ago.
So I celebrate my birthday on the 17th of July. It's sort of like an estimate, so I could have been born anywhere between the 15th and like the 20th. So sometimes it's funny thinking about that, but it never affects me in like a bad way, I guess. It's usually just like a, there's a question mark in my life.
When Lydia was 2, her parents adopted her from China and brought her back to Washington, where she has lived ever since. I didn't even know she was adopted until recently. She just never brought it up. Lydia was part of a wave of girls that were adopted from orphanages in China and brought to the Northwest.
Yeah, historically speaking, there's been more of a value on men, which isn't unique to China. And so a lot of girls ended up being in orphanages and then adopted.
Lydia's parents always made an effort to expose her to Chinese culture while she was growing up. They celebrated Chinese holidays and had other adoptees over for playdates.
I know ni hao, which is hello, and I know sai jian, which is goodbye. That's it.
Lydia never learned to speak Chinese, but she's always known that was her heritage.
For long as I could know, I knew. There was never like a reveal. So I always knew I was adopted, so I never had any qualms with it.
But she was curious about it. The opportunity to work in an orphanage interested her. In 2014, she had the chance to go with her school on a service and study trip to China, where she could work in orphanages and study Chinese culture and history. It was the perfect opportunity.
I wanted to travel to China. I wanted to go with young people, and I wanted to travel without my parents.
Everyone on the trip had their own reasons for going. For Lydia, it was to seek out her Chinese identity, to see if something clicked.
I would just say that I was processing my experiences through a different lens, which is natural because we're all different.
While at the airport, waiting to board a flight to Beijing, she only had one fear on her mind.
I don't like planes.
Other than that,
I think I wanted to see if I connected with China. I had gone once before when I was 13 with my family, and that was a very family-oriented trip. And this one was just sort of like me standing alone, like Lydia and China.
After months of fundraising and getting ready, she was excited to finally see how she might connect with her birth country.
The first, I would say, week and a half, we are at the orphanage, which was just outside of Beijing. It was a set of buildings, and there was a courtyard in the middle.
Apartments for staff, volunteer quarters.
It's all very small, very small.
It was a nice place, though.
But yeah, it was cute. It looked like a little Chinese setup.
After a few days of working and doing art projects with the kids, she had an epiphany.
No, not an epiphany. It was just this one moment.
Okay, she had a moment, but it was a big one for her.
It was when I was in the baby room and I was handed this little baby and she just started crying and crying and crying. And then the nurse next to me started trying to talk to me in Chinese. And, you know, she was asking me about my parents. She was asking me about where I was born. And I couldn't understand her. And I was trying to answer her, but she wasn't understanding what I was saying.
Then she realized,
I don't speak the language. I can't communicate with the people of China. So how can I identify with them? And it wasn't like a pushing away, but it was kind of this ultimate realization that the things I value, communication and socializing, just doesn't work for me in China.
So Lydia didn't find exactly what she was looking for, but she's okay with that now. And that surprised her.
Yeah, I really realized that my identity lies more in the people I surround myself by, not in a country, not in a race.
When she got home from the trip, she felt different.
The realization that I couldn't identify as Chinese in the way that I had expected and hoped allowed me to move past the desire to in the first place and got me to a point where I don't think about my adoption as much anymore.
Lydia will be attending Barnard College in New York City this fall, where she plans on studying architecture. But after a trip like this, she's keeping an open mind. Things change.
Yeah, there's a lot to be excited for. Sai Jin.
For Radioactive, I'm Jack Paradise.